I would like all of you to just put her at ease, and everybody just wave at her and say, "Hello, Wendy."
Hello, Wendy.
That's it. Okay, Wendy. Do you remember, I think it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago.
We prayed for you one night, and the Lord did something awesome, amazing, and fantastic in your life. Now, a lot of these people were not here. Let me just see, who was here when we prayed for Wendy? Just raise your hands. Jeez, that's quite a lot of people. Who was not here when we prayed for Wendy? Well, then you can join God, join us in giving thanks to God for what the Lord has done in this young lady's life. Wendy, for those people that were not here, or for maybe even the people that wasn't here last time when we shared your testimony, I would like you to maybe just take them back and give them an idea of why you specifically came forward on that specific night. Now, you must speak into the mic there.
I'd been listening to the teachings which Rian had been giving. They were specifically geared around spiritism, spirit guides, fortune tellers, the type of prophecies they speak into your life, and how these things will affect you. And the Lord brought back to my remembrance something that I'd done, and I knew that I'd definitely given the devil place in my life, definitely needed prayer, definitely was in big trouble. It all started about 9.5 years ago. I was in high school, and I'd walked into a pretty little shop at Camaro Crossing, and I was admiring all the pretty artworks on the walls, and before I knew what I was doing, I'd booked an appointment to have my spirit guide painted. Now, the idea of the spirit guide was to be your guardian angel. This is the specific spirit assigned to you, that will guide you, that will teach you, that will protect you, that will be with you. And when I went to collect my painting, together with it, you got a free tarot reading. And I knew in the back of my mind that this was probably wrong, that, you know, reading the cards and telling your fortune, that type of thing, wasn't right. But they spoke about God and the blessings from heaven and angels and everything. So I was nice and truly deceived into thinking that this was a spiritual experience. And the prophecy that she spoke into my life was that my spirit guide's name was Frank, and he was my internal lover. And forever and ever, and from lifetime to lifetime, the two of us would forever be joined. There would never be another love for me, or a stronger love, or a deeper love. The two of us would forever be together. Now, for those of you that do know me, you know that I've never had one successful relationship. They all either don't get going at all, or they end in terrible heartache, you know, tears and crying and hurt feelings.
Misery.
Yes. And if you know me, I desperately want to get married and have a family, and it's just never happened. And when I listened to the teachings, I thought to myself, well, no wonder. I've had this prophecy from the devil spoken straight into my life, and it wasn't going to happen. So, I had been born again. I spoke in tongues. I've been speaking in tongues for 10 years. The Lord uses me to minister to people. I knew better, and I'd been to pastors in the church, and I said, you know, is this something I need to deal with? Do I need to renounce it? Do I need to pray against it? And the answer I got on more than one occasion was, no, don't insult the Holy Spirit. God has forgiven you. Get rid of it. Don't ever mention this again. And every week I knew I needed prayer, but I was terrified. I sat in the front in that little chair, and the first thought was, oh, you've lived with the Spirit for so many years, one more week won't make a difference. I was the first person at the door. I didn't mind praying for other people, adding my faith. And the minute it started getting towards my turn, I was terrified. I was agitated. I was angry. I would look and say, she pushed in the line. I'm going home. You know, that type of thing. And I just felt this intense guilt because I'd listened. I'd given the devil lots of place. And I just couldn't bring myself to come up and actually stand for prayer.
Now, Wendy, that's just a bit of background as to why she eventually decided that she needed to come forward for prayer. So Wendy, the night eventually came. You came forward, and I actually called you out first for prayer.
That's right.
And then we started praying for you. And now tell the people what happened when we started praying for you.
Well, the minute I started praying, I got nervous. My heart started to beat. My hands were sweating. I wanted to cry. And I'm really not a very emotional person. I'm outgoing. I like people, but I just wanted to get away. The minute Rian started to pray for me, I immediately felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. I immediately felt it washing over me like a wave, and I made a conscious decision to give into it. The second I did that, I fell to the ground. My body contorted into the fetal position. I remember thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I'm in the fetal position. I felt completely out of control, but at the same time, I knew that God was working beyond a shadow of a doubt. I believe that I screamed a lot. I actually felt physical pain as this demon was trying to stay, trying to attach itself. It didn't want to leave. By this stage, didn't have any fear anymore. I was just completely surrendered to God. I could feel him working physically, spiritually, and the demon left. Amen. But the thing that was, for me, the most fascinating, strange, wonderful, I don't know, was that in the spiritual realm, I said, I've got this terrible pain in my chest, in my heart, at this sore, you know, and Rian said, just pull him out, tell him to go, pull him out of your heart, Lord, remove him from your heart. And the next morning, when I got up out of bed, I had a bruise the size of a 5-rand coin over my heart, which nobody had touched me, nobody had come near me, but it was a physical reminder that this demon had left.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise God. Amen. Now, Wendy. What would you say to people that might be sitting here tonight and they start getting the same feeling that you got? Listen, yeah, I think I need to go for prayer, but I'm scared, I'm agitated, I'm irritated, I don't really want to be here. What would you say to them?
That's an indication that you definitely need prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Well, bless God.